You know, I can't give you any of the telltale signs or words that an indifferent person says, but I have a pretty good idea what they listen to on the radio or on their tape. If you go into the presence of a indifferent person, they're probably listening to Ray Charles singing, "Born to Lose, I've lived my life in vain. Every dream has only brought me pain." They go on to say, "All my life I've always been so blue, born to lose, and now I'm losing you." Well, if that's your theme song, I've got a story for you. You know, when my wife Jackie was pregnant with our first child, she had a problem with her pregnancy that required her being rushed to the hospital. And I followed later, about an hour later, and I arrived at 7 o'clock in the morning. And there was a doctor on duty who approached me and said these words. He said, "Mr. Lamon, I'm sorry. Your wife has lost a significant amount of fluid and the baby can't be saved. I've prescribed a drug to induce contractions and I'll be sending her up to the labor room to await the expelling of the fetus." And we were in the labor room for a few hours, and it was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon when a second doctor came. And she examined Jackie. Thorough examination, and afterwards pronounced, "It won't be long before it will all be over." And she sent a social worker to discuss the funeral arrangements. And then in the evening, a third doctor was on duty, and he came in pushing a portable ultrasound machine. He said, "I've come to take a picture, see what's going on." And he looked at that picture, and he saw a baby that was live, kicking in plenty of fluid. And his prognosis was a successful pregnancy. He prescribed a weekend of bed rest. Now, if you are an indifferent person, you have several choices presented to you. You can be like the first doctor, and based on what has happened, conclude that there is no hope. You can be like the second doctor and make a thorough examination of the situation, and based on what you think should happen, find no hope. Or you can be like the third doctor and take a look within and always, always find hope where there's life. My son is now 9 years old, and he participates in Boy Scouts activities. Last year, he wanted to enter the Pinewood Derby race and asked if I would help him carve out his little race car. And I am accustomed to procrastinating. So I waited to the last minute. And we were, the weekend before, chiseling out that piece of wood, sawing and chiseling and sanding and trying to shape this car exactly as he pictured it. And we had my wife to assist him with painting it the color. He made it a nice yellow color. That's what he wanted. And it was 1 hour before the race that we're tapping the wheels on, trying to get the wheels and putting the graphite so they would roll. And after we finished that, I checked the wheels, and they were kind of wobbly. But I scooted along the floor and saw that it still rolls. So I said to Dane, I said, "You know, the wheels are kind of wobbly, but it rolls. I don't know that it's going to win you a prize, but it does roll." And he said, "Dad, I'm not concerned with whether or not I win first place. I just want to be in the race." And that's the message that I have for you today. It's not important whether or not you can figure out what the absolute certainty is of your winning. It's not important whether or not you know what the end result will be. The question is, are you going to be in the race? Because once you're in the race, you can make things happen. Dana did. That yellow car beat every other car that was in the race. Came home with the first place prize. I mean, even the people administering the race were so surprised about it that even after he won the first race, they said, well, we better run this again just to be sure. And they ran the whole race over again. And the yellow car still won. Ladies and gentlemen, it's important to take a chance and get in the race. Now, before I close, I do have one more bet for you. I'm willing to bet that most of you are going to go back to a gambling casino, whether it's Reno, Atlantic City, the Caribbean, or whatever. Where you can find a machine, you're going to play. I know I am. I got current plans for going to Las Vegas. Now, I have to admit that as I'm working at that machine, I don't get too excited about watching for the oranges and cherries. But I love to hear the money as it jingles down into that tray. So I'm going back. What I'm saying today is with the same eagerness, with the same enthusiasm, with the same persistence that you face a one-armed bandit, take a chance on you. Don't let fear stop you. Be willing to face it. Find out what it is that you fear. Acquire the knowledge about that thing. Concentrate on the benefit and enhance your self-esteem. Don't be too comfortable. Be willing to bet. Break your routine. Extend yourself beyond the limits that you know and try again. Don't be too indifferent about life. To find the hope that will get you into the race and spur you on. The chances are that when you do take that chance, what you'll get from inside will far exceed what you could possibly get from a machine. Good luck as you take a chance.